Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yom Kippur daf Hey, and we're starting Dalet Amud Beis right at the beginning of the Gemara after the Mishnah and the Vilna daf. It's on Gimel Amud Aleph, and today's daf is sponsored Lilu Nishmas Marsh Merim Sarah Basi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. So Mishnah said Ve'ilm Vina V'lo Kairin, and then it said that a ger is maybe he brings Bikurim, but he does not read the parsha Bikurim. He's not kairi because he's not able to say Asher Nishba Hashem Avaseinu Losses Lanu that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give us because his forefathers aren't Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. He's a ger. Now the Gemara explains who this is referring to. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosser, Tarvei. They both say the name of Shmuel bar Yitzchak. The Mishnah is dafka talking about the sons of Keni, the father-in-law of Moshe. We know that Yisrael, who's the father-in-law of Moshe, had multiple names. One of them was Keni. And the Mishnah is specifically talking about his descendants. And that's because the reason why a regular ger is not able to be kairi is due to a different pasuk. He's not able to say Asher nasatoli, that Hashem gave me the land. Gerim don't receive a portion of the land. And since the Mishnah did not bring that pasuk, rather it brought the pasuk of Asher nishba Hashem lavay. That can only apply to Yisra's descendants because they actually were given a portion of Eretz Yisrael. It's just they can't say Lava Yisenu because again, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov are not their forefathers. However, the Gemara asks, how can you say this? Ubnei Keni Chayse Moshe Mevi'in Vikairin. The descendants of Yisra, the father-in-law of Moshe, not only do they bring Bikurim, but they also say the Parsha because the pasuk says L'chay Tonu Etavnu Lach. And we understand from here that they actually will be Kairi the Parsha Bikurim. This is not a valid explanation of what our Mishnah is talking about. Now we continue discussing this. Rav Chizkiya v'shem Rav Elazar Lo'amar Kain. Rav Chizkiya named Rav Elazar does not say that this memra of Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak was said in our Mishnah. Hey, what alpha on top? El, rather, it was said on the following. Matam Amru, what's the reason why the following Mishnah says, Ha'apetrapin, va'eved, va'shliach, va'isha, va'tumtum, va'androgynous, mevi'in, v'loi kairin. That all these people are going to bring Bikurim, but they're not going to be kari the Parsha Bikurim. How could they be mevi? If they're not kari the Parsha, how could they be mevi in the first place? It must be because, Shager ha're amru Parsha. A ger is mentioned in the Parsha. As part of the Parsha of Bikurim, it says, V'samachta v'chalatov, atah. And so since the pasuk talks about a ger, we see that a ger is mevi. Now he can't be kaire, albeit for a different reason. It's because he can't say asher nishbata laviseinu, but we still can learn from a ger that one will bring but not be kaire. So to apachopsin, eved, shliach, and others, they'll be mevi but not be kaire. And it was on this that Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak Tifter, we could explain that this is not a good explanation of that mishnah, because actually when the pasuk says atav halevi v'hager asher b'sharecha, it's by hen ger. The Hacha is referring to this Gerav over here, B'vnei Keni Chais and Moshe. And B'vnei Keni Chais and Moshe, Mevi'in V'kairin. The sons of Keni, the father-in-law of Moshe, meaning Yisra's descendants, they'll bring Bikurim and they will say the Parsha as well. So we can't explain this question that we have on this Mishnah of how is it that somebody's going to be Mevi but not Kaire, based off of the fact that the Pasuk says, V'hager Shebesharecha, that V'hager Shebesharecha is talking about the descendants of Yisra, and they're actually going to be Mevi and be Kaire. Now, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Kiyama Binyamin Bar Ashtar, Kumi Rabchia Barba, is Binyamin Bar Ashtar explained or he established the following in front of Rav Chiya bar Abba, that our Mishnah is talking about a guy that was by a regular Jewish woman, ba'avera. In other words, a Jewish woman was violated by a non-Jew, and this child is mevi vikayre, because his mother is a Yid, and his father being a non-Jew doesn't prevent him from saying asher nishbata laviseinu. This is really going in the next part of the Mishnah that told us from Haisa ima Yisrael, mevi vikayre. And since this person's mother is a Yid, even though his father is a guy, he's still going to be kairi. However, a person's father is a ger, he definitely is kairi, even if his mother is also a ger. But now we have a disagreement. Rabbi Yonah loyamar kain. Rabbi Yonah does not say this, meaning it's not where this memra of Binyamin bar Ashtar came out. El, rather, it came out because of the following. Rabbi Shamal Ilan Dbe bar Ashtar, the Inun Gerim b'nei Gerim, Oimrim el Kaviseinu. Rabbi heard about this family of bar Ashtar, that they were descendants of Gerim, they were Gerim b'nei Gerim, and they would say el Kaviseinu in Shemaina Esrei. It's not talking about Bikurim, it's talking about them saying, and the problem with that is, Vatanina in our Mishnah afterwards says, Im Haisa Imam Yisrael, if a person's mother is a Yid, Imer El Kaviseinu. Then he could say El Kaviseinu. But the problem is, Hagerim B'nei Gerim Loi. If he's a descendant of Gerim on both sides, he can't say El Kaviseinu. How could the people of Bar Ashtor be saying El Kaviseinu if they're descendants of Gerim? And Amr Rabbi Yosef says, it's on this that Kaima Binyamin Bar Ashtor Kumi Rabbi Chia Barba, Rabbi Chizki B'Shem Rabbi Chia Barba, that Kaima Bar Ashtor Kuminon Bar Ashtor explained that they established in front of us, Begai Shabbat Bavei. Abbas Yisrael, he must see. So our Mishnah is talking about a guy that was Bayal Abbas Yisrael, and the Chinesh is that even though the father is a full-fledged guy, since the mother is a full-fledged Yid, the child's able to say Elikavisenu. But if both parents are Gerim, there's no problem saying Elikavisenu. But now we're just going to have two questions. Reb Zreika and Omar, the Reb Ze'ei Rabbi, Klumu Mischavin Loyla Avram Lusak Yaakov, when a Ger, descendant of Gerim, says Elikavisenu, isn't his intention for Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and Michi Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Avisem Hayu? Is Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov their forefathers? No. So Sakhada descendant of Gerim say Elikavisenu? And another question, this is on our Mishnah that said, Im Haisa Imam Israel, Mevi Vakaire. The problem is, Klum Nishbakosh Baruchu, Loilus Harim, Shemel and Akevis. Did Hashem not swear to give the land only to males? Did he do so to females? No. When Hashem said that he's going to give the land to Am Yisrael, it's to the males, not to the females. Sakhada person whose mother is a Yid, but father is not, say Elikavisenu. He's only able to trace his lineage through his mother, not through his father. But he's saying Avisenu, and we don't have an answer to this question. Now here we have another opinion. Hamud Beis on top. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda. It was Tani Nei Rabbi Yehuda. Ger Atzmai Mevi V'Kayre. That a ger himself, he himself is a ger, not his father, not his mother. He himself was Megayer. He's going to bring Bikurim and say the Pesukim. Matam. Why is that? Ki Av Hamoin Goyim Nesaticha. It says about Avram Avinu that I'm placing you as a father of all the nations. L'Sha'avar Hoyisa Av La'Aram. Originally, Avram's name was without a hey. It was Avram, and that's a conjugation of Av La'Aram. You're a father just for the nation Aram. V'achshav, and now that a hey was added on to Avram's name, Mikan V'Helech, from now on, Ata Av L'Chol HaGoyim, your father to all nations, that's Avraham, Av Hamoin Goyim, the nation of all the Goyim, and therefore, even if a person is a ger himself, Avram Avinu is considered his forefather, and therefore, he could be Mevi V'Kayre, and Rabbi Shub and Levi Omar, Halacha Krabiuda, the Halachas of Krabiuda, and also of the Kumi Rabavo, a story came to Rabavo, V'Hayu Krabihuda, and he passed like Krabihuda. This is not talking about Bikurim, obviously, because there's no Bikurim in Rabavo's times. It's referring to a ger saying Elikavisenu in Shemayna Esrei that he is able to do so. Moving on to Halacha Hey, we continue talking about Kahuna and Gerim for a little bit. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Emor, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov tells us, Ha'isha bas Gerim lo'itinas al Kahuna, a woman who's a daughter of Gerim is not allowed to marry a Kayin, ad shtei ima me'Yisrael. Her mother has to be a full-fledged born Yid, and really it's either or. Her mother's a Yid, even if her father's a Ger, or if her father's a Yid, even if her mother's a Giyores, then she's allowed to marry a Kayin. But if she's a descendant on both sides from Gerim, then she is not allowed to marry a Kayin. And this is Echad Gerim, Echad Avadim Shechrarim, whether she's descendant of Gerim or descendant of freed slaves, which are basically considered Gerim, Afilu Ana Sarah Dairis, even this is 10 generations back, but everyone in the line of her ancestors come from Gerim, and no one was a fully born Yid, she's not allowed to marry a Kayin. Ad Shtei Imam Yisrael, her mother, or as we just explained, father as well, has to be a fully born Yid. Now we just go back to talking about Bikurim for a little bit. Hapetrapin, Va'eved, Va'shliach, Va'isha, Va'tomtav, Androgynous, all these people, Mevin, Va'loi Kairin, they're going to bring Bikurim, but not say the Psukim, She'en Yichayim Loimar, Asher Nesatu Li Hashem, because they're not able to say the land that you gave me, Hashem, and Hapetrapas, Eved, and Shliach don't own the land. A woman, even if she owns the land, she doesn't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, it was only given to males, and Tomtav and Androgynous are Suffolk, they might be an Isha, and therefore they're going to be Mevi and not be Kairi. Now we go back to talking about Kahuna, quoting the first part of the Mishnah, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov Omer V'chulu, and Taman Tanin, over there we have a Mishnah, this Maseches Kiddushin. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda says, Bas Ger Zachar, Kebas Chalal Zachar, the daughter of a male Ger is like the daughter of a male Chalal. And the Gemara doesn't actually quote the Machlekes, but there's a three-way Machlekes in this Mishnah, and there's a fourth opinion in a Braisa. Reb Yehuda, that we just quoted in the Gemara, holds that even if a woman's mother is a Yid, if her father is a Ger, she's possible to marry a Kayin. It has to be that her father is a Yid in order to be allowed to marry the Kayin. And that's even if her mother's a Geiris. Now, Reb Elezer ben Yaakov, as we saw in the Mishnah, holds that she's only possible to Kahuna if both of her parents are Gerim. Now, Reb Yossi only answers her if she herself is a Geiris, and Reb Shimon, who's the opinion that's found in the Braisa, he holds that even if she's a Geiris, as long as she was Ms. Geir younger than three, she can marry a Kayin. Or as it's come from, the Gemara continues with Kula and Mikro Echad and Darshan, they all darshan the same Pasuk, they just argue how to darshan it. The Pasuk Navi tells us, Ki im besulas mizera beis Yisrael, that a Kayin is only allowed to marry a Besula from Zera beis Yisrael. The question is, what does Zera beis Yisrael mean? So Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Ajei Avia mi Yisrael. Her father has to be a full-fledged Yid. Even if her mother is a Giyaris, as long as her father is a full-fledged Yid, then she can marry a Kayin. Whereas Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov Emor, he explains, Ajei Avia Oy Ima mi Yisrael. Zera beis Yisrael means either or. Either the mother or the father have to be a full-fledged Yid to allow her to marry a Kayin. Vava Maral on top, Rabbi Yossi says, what does it mean? Ajei Yivalda B'kedushas Yisrael. She has to be born B'kedushas Yisrael. In other words, Rabbi Yossi understands the word Zera beis Yisrael not to exclude Gerim. It means when she's born, she has to be born a fully fledged Yid, and she herself can't be a Ger. Even if she comes from Gerim, she herself has to be born as a Jew. Whereas Rav Shimon tells us, Ad Sheviu Besulim Kedushas Yisrael, when we say Zera Beis Yisrael, it means that when she becomes a girl that's developed her Besulim, which we know is at 3 years old, then it has to be Kedushas Yisrael. So even if she herself is a Giyaris, as long as that happened before three, she can marry a Kayin. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.